Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Only in America. Thank you, Mr. Brooks. Thank you, Mr. Dunn. Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Happy Veterans Day, everyone. All who served, all who's ever, if you've ever suited up, if you ever put the uniform on, whether you were regular military or reserves, National Guard, if you put the uniform on and made yourself available, prepared, trained, and stood by and awaited the next order from your government, to go wherever the government wanted you to go, then you're a veteran, and we salute you for that today. Ken Davis is our guest. Ken is one of our two resident historians in the Brain Trust, the author of a new book, America's Hidden History. Ken, that's the new one, right?
The new one is actually The Hidden History of America at War.
Okay, all right, This was very similar, though, and you know, Ken? I don't have that book.
Well,
I've got all your others, but
sure
I don't have
do.
That one. Because, yeah, you need to let me have that so I can look at it.
We'll get on that.
Yeah, exactly. So we're talking about the origins of Veterans Day in the last segment, folks. Now we're going to bring it a little more current and talk about veterans themselves. Ken, veterans make excellent employees, because they know about discipline, they know about leadership, they've probably done a lot of training themselves, never mind that they have been trained. Veterans make excellent business owners, and so when veterans come back, if they're given a chance, when they come off active duty, and especially the Guard and Reserves, they're already a member of the fabric of society. But when veterans come back off of active duty, They plug right into the community if they're given a chance. And I'd just like to say, on behalf of all those who do, folks, give them a chance. If you get a chance to interview a veteran for a job, give them a chance. I promise you, you'll be impressed. Go ahead, Ken. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you completely, and that was always, you know, pretty much a tradition in this country. And certainly if you had Guard service, your job was held for you.
Right.
Those rules don't tend to always be observed quite the same way. And this is part of a much bigger issue, obviously.
And by the way, Ken, let me stick one thing in here, Ken. If you applied for the government and you were a veteran, you went to the head of the line. The federal government.
I don't know what the status of that is.
I don't know about today, but for decades, you went to the head of the line if you were a veteran. Go ahead.
Well, I just want to say that we know about the crisis in the hospitals.
Yep.
There is nothing new about that. You go back to 1919 when the Veterans Bureau was created. It immediately was involved in a scandal that went right into the White House under President
Harding.
It
continues to be our national shame, doesn't it, Ken?
It goes back to the Revolution. Not only the way we treat veterans, but the way we treat the troops we send out. Washington had to beg for Congress for the funds to give his men shoes and food and clothing. And then after the war, they were lied to, or promises were not kept about pensions. In fact, one of the reasons that we don't have a Congress in Philadelphia anymore is that soldiers marched on Pennsylvania and chased Congress out of Philadelphia in 1783 for 3 months. And that was one of the reasons they decided they needed a federal city that would be protected by federal troops, as opposed to being in a state that was
very
only protected by a state militia. And then, of course, in 1787, we have Shays's Rebellion, which is a uprising of veterans, mostly veterans who had been told they couldn't vote or were losing their land to foreclosures.
Yeah.
And that rebellion really begins the Constitutional Convention. So
yeah,
the whole relationship between the political world and the military world has always been troubled in our past. You know, you go back and look at the Founding Fathers. I write about this in the new book. They did not trust the military. Men like Jefferson, Madison.
We have people in the White House. We've had people in the White House in recent history who have disregard for the military.
Without going there, Joe, I'm going to.
I'm just saying we don't have to go back to the Revolutionary War. That's something that's modern. I've got about a minute, Ken. Last thoughts.
Last thoughts is that for most of 240 years, politicians of every stripe pay lip service to veterans, That's what it is.
And I agree with that. Both sides, both parties, three parties, mugwumps, Republicans, Democrats, Independents, they've all given lip service.
The important point, Jim, and we were talking about it off air, is that very few of the presidential candidates today have military experience. Mm-hmm. Whether that really matters in the long run or not, it's secondary, but it represents a real change in this country. Very few people have a direct connection.
What do you think? What is your opinion of how that will play out in the future? As a nation, is that going to be good for America or not?
You know, about half of the presidents in our history have had military experience, and some have been good, and some have been lousy. And military experience certainly isn't the acid test of a great president. Lincoln mm-hmm. had very little. So did FDR, George Washington, Andrew Jackson were generals. So was Ulysses S. Grant. They don't mm-hmm. always translate.
Abraham Lincoln had no military experience.
He was in the militia for a few weeks.
on an onion field. Hey, Ken, thanks for being here. Website quickly, please.
Don'tknowmuch.com.
All right, thanks. Ken Davis, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. Thank you, Ken. And I'll be back after these messages. Happy Veterans Day. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.